Poison Flower by Thomas Perry. Narrated by Joyce Bean. Copyright 2012 by Thomas Perry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas Perry, care of Lesher & Lesher Limited, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. James Shelby sat in the white prison van looking out the tinted window. The tint was so dark it was hard to see out, and the grate on the inside that kept inmates from touching the glass made it worse. He was shackled to a ring welded to the side of the van, so he couldn't move around much. 5 prisoners were going to court this morning. Everyone in the California Institution for Men at Chino had already been tried and convicted, so they all knew the routines. How they should stand, how their facial muscles should be set, where their eyes should be aimed. 3 of the 5 men were going to be tried for crimes they had committed before they'd gone to jail. 1 man, whose DNA had been taken at his prison intake physical and later matched to the sample swabbed from a rape victim, another man who had turned up on 3 bank security tapes committing robberies, and a liquor store bandit whose gun had been matched to a killing. The 4th man was shackled a few feet from the others on the opposite side of the van, with Shelby. His name was McCorkin, and he was the former cellmate of an embezzler. McCorkin was going to testify that the embezzler had been bragging about using the money to buy drugs for resale. This was McCorkin's 4th trip to court to testify against cellmates, all of whom seemed to tell him things they hadn't told anyone else. He and Shelby were shackled away from the others because they were both considered informers. Shelby had not concealed the name of the man who had stabbed him in the back 2 months ago. Being seated with McCorkin had its...